You're listening to the Dead Air Podcast.
Who cares what you call it?
Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive. I'd just like to let you know I'm a 7-foot-tall man and I've been smoking since I was a child.
The voice of the people must be heard.
Hello and welcome to the Dead Air Podcast.
Part 2.
I'm Tim. I already started.
Nope. Hello and welcome again
to the Dead Air Podcast.
To the Dead Air Podcast.
I'm Tim.
Hello and welcome again to the Dead Air Podcast. As you all know, I'm Adam.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're, I need to tell you all something. Eating a peanut butter and whipped cream sandwich followed by an uncooked hot dog is hell for your stomach. In the 10 minutes between the break of the first part of the podcast and the second one, I ate that and now I'm feeling like shit. Oh,
drink some Tang.
Give me some of that shit.
You want?
Oh, wait. Before we do that.
Traditional smoke.
There you go, Tim.
All right, here
we
go.
You're getting on the bandwagon,
here's
you boy.
Here's the traditional smoke. By the way, this is part two.
Yes, it is. Part one was us insulting superheroes.
I still have more superheroes in mind.
Oh, really? So we'll do that before you debut your spiffy little title here? Or topic?
No, this is part of it.
This is just a continuation of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you got in mind, Tim?
Wait, aren't we still bashing superheroes?
Yes, we are. But I do have another topic after that.
Cool.
All right.
Bring it.
Okay. What is it with all these superheroes that can fly and shouldn't be able to? Like the Human Torch.
Well, heat rises, you know.
They gotta get him.
Did they actually explain that?
No, like, they didn't actually.
Well, he propels heat out of his ass. That's why he's able to fly.
I'm surprised he actually doesn't get hot.
A moment of silence now for Adam. You ruined the moment of silence. Even you can't do that.
Too bad. I own this place.
God damn it. All right.
God damn Blake.
All right, well, what other superheroes do you have in mind?
I figured we were going to go with that, but you blew me out of the water. Thanks a lot.
Oh, who, me?
Okay, fine.
Because, Adam, you brought it up earlier.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I thought of another superhero that goes along the same lines as The Thing, The Hulk, Rhino, and the Beast. The Tick.
Well, he's actually, if you read the comics, he's a mentally handicapped dude. He's a Yeah, he was in an institute.
Hence, Spoon!
Really?
Yeah.
I should look into those. I've always wanted to read the comic.
Yeah, he's like, he busted out of a mental institute and then became a superhero or something.
So he was already super strong.
Yeah.
What's up with his sidekick with the fucking...
Arthur?
With the fucking, glider on his back.
Yeah, what? The thing is, he's supposed to be a moth, right?
The thing is with the tick, but, yeah, it's supposed Mike, to make fun of all the superheroes.
I know,
out there, so... And I think they do a pretty good job.
But my other topic was, I have a problem with video games that are based on movies.
Oh.
I really do. I have a major fucking problem with that.
Hey.
No. Let me finish.
Uh-oh. He's serious.
I'm keeping silent.
The problem with that is...
As he takes a drag.
Okay. So a movie's coming out. And they want to make a video game about it. Either A, you play the video game first. You already know what's going to happen. You don't want to see that. Well, you'll see the movie anyways, but you already know what's going to happen. It's not going to be anything that you haven't seen before. Or B, you see the movie and play the video game, and it's nothing
like it.
No, it is exactly like it, and you already know what's going to happen. Why don't they make movies, or excuse me, video games based on movies but different stories?
They did that for The Matrix, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean that would be a lot better.
Hmm.
I liked. What was that one Sylvester Stallone movie?
Which one?
What was he? Where he was the law. And he had the...
Judge Dredd.
Yeah, they made a video game out of that.
I remember that.
That was the funniest
SNES
game.
SNES, right?
Yes, because you could headbutt walls and break them down.
I am the law.
I am the law. I'm afraid, all right? I'm afraid. There was Wayne's World that they made a video game off of.
God.
And another thing, man, I have a problem with, if they're not done right, video games based off of cartoons.
Like every single Simpsons game except for like Hit and Run.
Hit and Run is the best. That and
That's like Grand Theft Auto Simpsons.
That and there's another Simpsons game. It's really old. It used to be a big arcade hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bart's Nightmare or something like that.
No. It wasn't Bart's Nightmare. That sucked. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where Homer runs around smashing fish.
Marge has vacuum cleaners and jump rope.
And Bart with his skateboard.
And they always.
And then you could like hook up with each other, and then like do like
a super move or something like that.
And then in between, they'd always have you pumping up the fucking balloons or.
Oh yeah, to see who would win or something like that.
Yeah,
that was a kick-ass game.
It was. Anytime I went to Chuck E. Cheese, they dragged me to Chuck E. Cheese for birthday parties and shit. I'd always go to that game, kick off the little kids. I'm playing now.
Oh, you're so mean.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with
you? You're cold-hearted, Tim.
I am. I wanted to play as Homer.
Tim, the cold-hearted bastard with a heart of gold.
It's cold, but it's gold. There were so many video games like Batman.
Oh, all the Batman games.
Superman for N64. I'm sure you've heard of that one.
Oh, the one that was based off the cartoon that was on the WB.
What do you think?
Aquaman. We have not even talked about him, but he's a useless character.
I can turn into a puddle of water.
I can talk to animals.
That's all he can do is talk to animals. He can't even turn into water.
No. Wonder Twins. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wonder Twins.
With their fucked up monkey.
I'm not familiar with
that. The Wonder Twins.
Oh my, you don't know the Wonder Twins?
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Okay, basically.
Form of? A screwdriver.
Yeah, they would. Basically, they would. Whenever they like touch hands or something like that, they'd be able to transform into an object that they would need at the situation. I'm not sure that they both were able to change into something different each.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, one would turn into a bucket of water, while the other one would turn into, like, an octopus or something like that. Some ridiculous shit like
that. I saw one where it was, like, he turned into a bucket of water while she turned into a giant eagle, and then they put out the fire.
With a bucket of water?
Yes.
How big was the bucket of water?
Normal bucket size.
Because that's going to do a whole lot.
Wait, no. If you spilled out the bucket of water on the fire, wouldn't, in a sense, he lose part of his vital organs because he transformed into the water? Wouldn't he, like, lose who he was?
Wouldn't it be smarter just to be, I'm a bucket, and then fill it with water?
Well, what if there's no water around there? He sacrificed himself to save...
For the good of humanity.
To save a newspaper shack.
Where is there no water other than in the desert?
The desert.
Well, what if the fire was in the desert?
Well, then it sucks to be them for living in the fucking desert.
Where the hell would they have a city built in the desert?
Las Vegas, dude!
They have water.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, they didn't for a while.
Yeah, well, they do.
They probably shipped in water.
That is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
I like it.
But they probably did.
Are you insulting my honor, sir?
Yes.
Okay, no, another superhero. Space Ghost.
Oh, what about Birdman, too?
Oh, God.
The power of the sun. Oh, my God. That's giving me strength. But then if you put, like, an umbrella over him, he starts losing his power.
No, the ultimate. No, Tim, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The ultimate worst superhero in the entire existence of the world, Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. Oh, wait.
Earth, wind, fire, water, heart. With your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Go, Planet! Oh, I don't want to... Pause it for a second.
I can't reach it. Alright, we're back.
We're back. We had to have a little brief meeting on something. No, you get one speck of dirt on Captain... He falls to the ground, and he's unable to move at all.
Ugh! Revolutions. No more.
And then they can't use their rings anymore because he's got all their power.
Yeah, so...
they're useless kids.
No, the kids are more valuable than Captain Planet. Because they can just shoot the beams out and shit.
Captain Planet does not have a life unless they shoot their beams out.
Yeah, it's true. Then didn't Captain Planet have, like, a chick? Wasn't Captain Planet, like, an alien?
I don't know.
I remember this when
all
I was a kid.
All I know is they were supposed to stop polluting.
And I think he was created by Gaia, the spirit of the Earth.
I think so. Honestly, I think so.
And who created these rings? The Lord of the Rings?
No, Gaia.
Sauron.
Oh, okay.
Sauron. The Eye Eternal's Waste.
But they aren't superheroes, so they're not being allowed into this discussion.
Okay, what's... Okay, one more...
Steel?
Oh my god.
Bring up Shaq along with this.
Group in 1997...
Don't kill Grandma.
I believe it is Warner Brothers released a movie called Steel, where Shaquille O'Neal...
Oh, jeez.
...donned a suit of steel and became a superhero.
But this,
with the giant hammer.
The actual steel character was cool.
Oh, the actual... Yeah, he was a badass, man. He was awesome.
But Shaq just ruined it.
Don't tell Grandma.
I can do anything you want, man. Don't tell Grandma. Get a Crunch Bar for me, son. Iron Man.
Iron Man, no.
He's not really a superhero, like, once again. He's more like a Batman character.
Swamp Thing.
No. Swamp Thing. I don't remember Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing isn't really a superhero.
No, no.
Yeah, he was. He was protecting...
What about the Toxic Avenger, then, if we're going to get into this?
I don't... With the Toxic Avenger?
It's like, wasn't that the dude who got, like, toxic poured onto him? Toxic chemical waste or whatever poured onto him? And he was, like, a nerd or something?
Yeah.
No, here is another bad superhero from the Batman series, Clayman. You remember the guy that was made out of clay?
Yeah, you throw water at him and he's done.
Yeah. No, not water. If you dry him out, he's done.
Eh, either way. One of the two will kill him.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it was both. I'm sorry. Oh, look at he's like Meatwad, Clayman. He can turn into an igloo, a hot dog, and that's it. Clayman, ladies and gentlemen.
Just carry a super soaker around with you, Abram.
How do you think Batman killed him?
I think he also, like, froze him one time, too.
Okay, I like how we're moving in from superhero to supervillain. Batman, what the fuck is up with Two-Face? What is this? He's crazy. That's his superpower. He's schizophrenic.
So is the Joker.
They're all crazy.
Well, see, that's the thing. At least with Batman, since it's a normal guy, he has somewhat normal villains. You count them normal.
That's true, because then it's believable that he has a chance of kicking their ass.
Instead of where it's like, you know, Superman, it's like, oh, hey, Lex Luthor, snap.
Well, see, no, Lex Luthor's a billion... Another supervillain with no powers, except money. Lex Luthor.
Who eventually becomes president or something in the comics.
And wouldn't you think there'd be at some point he could sneak into his office or something and kill him?
Superman stands for truth, justice, and the American way.
Yeah, so he won't kill.
He won't kill.
He could beat the shit out of him.
But he won't kill.
Well, that's lame.
He's supposed to be a very moralistic superhero.
I remember...
Well, the guy sends out spends billions of dollars to destroy people and do everything else. One guy makes a difference.
Yeah.
What a pussy.
Yeah.
I don't remember the comic books, but doesn't, when Superman gets really old, doesn't he eventually, like, lose his mind and turn evil?
I don't know. I was reading a comic one time, The Death of Superman.
I think that's, no, that is a classic. I think I still have the really old one back in, like, the 90s, where Superman dies.
He was fighting some dude.
Apocalypse, I think.
Was it?
I think it was Apocalypse, and, like... I remember one scene, the Supergirl got melted into the ground or something like
that. Yeah.
And then it's like Superboy and all the other Superman alter egos like Steel. And then like Superman's clone. And then all of them were basically fighting Apocalypse and all that other shit.
All I remember was like the ending and like they both die and Lois Lane just stands there crying. And she never knew. And then Clark Kent died there too that day, but they never cared about him. They only mourned for Superman.
I think that's it.
I think we're done too. Tim, Adam, it's been a pleasure with you. Wonder Triplets power combined, form of scissors,
a giant penis,
bottle of beer.
I'm just getting a band.
How the hell are we going to do
this? All right. Let's give out the contact spiel. I hope this shit goes up on Open Podcast or I'm going to be pissed.
All right. To reach us via email, our email address is deadaircrew@gmail.com. That's deadaircrew@gmail.com. Adam?
Our website is www.deadaircrew.com.
To reach us by voicemail, our voicemail number is 1-206-3-FUCKER. That's 1-206-338-2537. We still have yet to get any voicemails from any of our podcast listeners. Please, please, please. Bastards.
Did we get some from our shoutcast?
We got some from our shoutcast list. So in other words, podcast listening audience, our shoutcast listeners are, you know, kicking your ass right now in voicemails. Are you going to let that stand?
And emails, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Emails, by far, they've beaten us. Beaten them.
You're breaking our balls here.
Anyways, you can
You're breaking my balls.
You can also... fuck me up. You can also...
Skype?
Yeah, Skype. You can also contact us on Skype. Our name is Dead
Slow
Air.
Slow down. You're making mistakes.
Yeah. On Skype.
Our Skype name
is
Dead Air Radio. That's all one word. You can download Skype at skype.com. That's
how do you spell it?
skype.com.
Is it www?
Well,
skype.com.
They don't have to put it on there.
What about http?
Two dots
://
Good job, Mike.
But anyways,
You got to give out the full address.
No, you don't. And we also have a forum. By the way.
Oh, do I have to give out the address?
No, it's on our freaking site.
Yeah, that's right.
All that shit is on our site.
To check
except
out
for the
our
Skype
forum, just go to deadaircrew.com. The banner to the forum is right on the site. There's no way in hell you can miss it. As Tim crushes my foot. It's fine. It doesn't hurt. All right. We done here, boys?
We're done.
I'm Mike.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Adam.
And this is the Dead Air Podcast Crusade. Saying,
fuck you!
Again.
Yeah. Sam and Mike are signing off. They are going to whack each other off. No more talking to their fans. They are taking off each other's pants. But don't worry, they'll be back. Someday, someday. But for now they are gone. But for now they are gone.